Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
So, Garrett, you've mentioned to us before about Damien Chazelle's new film, Babylon, and you have a little bit of latest news on that for us.
Yeah, I think we always knew it was going to land somewhere good because, obviously, he's such a talent. He had La La Land, First Man, Whiplash. So I think, considering the cast that he's talking to, someone was going to jump in and say, we'll have that. And Paramount Pictures have secured the worldwide rights to it. They've got Emma Stone and Brad Pitt in talks. Haven't closed the deals yet, but the story is said to take place during the transition from silent films to talkies and will feature a mix of real life and fictional characters. It's already been set for Christmas Day 2021, okay. Limited release, ahead of a wide release then on the 7th in 2022 rollout. That strikes me as a play already for awards,
because
you get it out at the end of the year and then you just go for all the awards. He's actually been busy as a director anyway, working on a Netflix series called The Eddie, which is premiering in 2020. So
okay, we'll keep an eye on Babylon. Now, remind us about the Has Fallen films.
The Has Fallen films. So you had London Has Fallen, Olympus Has Fallen, Angel Has Fallen, and they reckon they're falling so well at the box office that they're going to do more. Alan Siegel, a producer on the films, was speaking at the American Film Market Finance Conference and said, well, they're looking into making a fourth, a fifth, and even a sixth in the series as well. Not only that, they're talking about building a linked cross format universe. So basically, the film's IP could be sold for local language TV spin-offs in overseas markets, and then characters from them shows would pop up in the films. So here's a phrase for any breakfast table: global transmedia cross-pollination at its finest is what they're talking about for that film. They've done really well. I mean, they've grossed over 500 million from a combined three film budget of 170 million. Jared Butler starring in it, and he's actually going to be starring in a new movie called The Plane, which begins filming next year. And in it, he'll portray a commercial pilot who, after a heroic job of successfully landing his storm-damaged aircraft in a war zone, finds himself caught between the agendas of multiple militia who are planning to take the plane and its passengers hostage. So he's a popular actor, and you can see why they're deciding to continue this series.
Now, interesting times for screen actors, Garrett, because, of course, with The Irishman, we have the aging process.
Yeah.
It turns out now, though, as an actor, if you die, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the end of your career at all.
No, and a lot of controversy around the announcement of that James Dean movie, where this company, CMG Online, an intellectual property licensing specialist, they've merged with a content creation studio, Observe Media, to form Worldwide XOR. So this new company plans to put digital human beings in traditional films and augmented virtual reality. So there's plenty of press around
this. So this is CGI recreated.
Recreated with the imagery of people. Now, the sort of scary part is that they've sort of secured rights to about 400 actors right now. Actors who have passed: Burt Reynolds, but Andre the Giant, Betty
Page. They secure rights now,
the image rights to be able to use it. I mean, the CEO was quoted as saying, influencers will come and go, but legends will never die.
Wow.
So I'm not sure, like, what sort of form we'll see this take shape in. But I mean, you know, actors are sort of agreeing to be used. I mean, are they or are they not? Or who's giving the rights
to
the...
Exactly, who's giving the permission?
Yeah, is it the estates that's giving the rights to it? So the likenesses of these celebrities transformed into these assets on screen. Like, we've seen it in advertisement, if you think about
it.
Yeah, and
Audrey Hepburn
popped up
turned up in an ad.
Yeah, and you had John Wayne, Fred Astaire was recreated in ads as well.
That's right.
Even in Forrest Gump, you had words been put into the footage of John F. Kennedy, you know, where Tom Hanks was meeting him on screen. So we've seen elements of it, but this is a whole new ballpark. This movie, Finding Jack, starring James Dean, I mean, we'll see firstly if it'll get made, if it'll get distributed, will there be an interest in it? But it has sparked so much conversation that you'd kind of think there's probably a bit of an intrigue there.
I don't know.
I don't know what to think of it either.
Yeah. All right. Now, meanwhile, we have another new version of William Shakespeare's Macbeth, the Scottish play, hitting the big screen.
Yeah, but you have an interesting creative force behind it. Joel Cohn is doing the adaptation, written the screenplay, going to be directing it. Obviously, we're so used to him directing with Ethan Cohn, so this will be interesting. And the cast that's forming for it, Denzel Washington, Frances McDormand, and potentially Brendan Gleeson, who's in talks to play King Duncan in the movie. He's got a bit of scheduling to work out, though, because if you remember, we reported a couple of weeks back that he's been cast in a CBS miniseries called A Higher Loyalty, in which he'll play Donald Trump. So hopefully that will happen. But what an interesting combination of actors and creative talent to do this. I mean, I was just looking, actually, the work that Brendan Gleeson has, the body of work
it's
that he has
not
done,
a bad CV,
and the directors that he's worked with, from Spielberg to Scorsese to Ron Howard. Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible.
It
he's put some fabulous work on screen, and hopefully this one will come off too.
That sounds great. I'm intrigued as to what Joel Cohn will do with it. It could be a completely different, or you know, what will he do? We will keep an eye on that one too. Now, we spoke about The Irishman, and De Niro's up for an award.
He is. Yeah, he's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Screen Actors Guild. So
this quite a prestigious one to get.
SAG Awards. It is. Yeah, it's going to be held January 19th. He said, he was quoted as saying when it was announced that he's been a member of the union for over 50 years. So it's an honor for him to receive this award. And he's been there before in terms of, you know, been nominee in sort of the ensemble category for American Hustle. He's been there in the cast category for Silver Linings Playbook, Marvin's Room, and The Wizard of Lies. But he is one of the most acclaimed actors of our generation in terms of 7 Academy Award nominations and wins for The Godfather Part 2 and Raging Bull. 76-year-old who also co-founded the Tribeca Film Festival has previously been honoured with a Cecil B. DeMille Award as well, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom as well. So yeah, it's
Let's see what the acceptance speech will be like, huh?
Yes, I think there might be some political undertones in there as well.
Back to some home news and student films.
Yeah, 25 primary schools have been awarded for their outstanding achievements in filmmaking at the 15th Annual Fiche Film Awards, which took place at the Helix on Wednesday. It's been great, obviously, to see so many involved. There was 900 enthusiastic young film buffs who attended the ceremony, which was hosted by the Professional Development Services for Teachers and the Institute of Art, Design and Technology, IADT. So 25 short movies produced by students and directed by teachers made the shortlist this year, and you can see the list of winners on fichefilmproject.ie. So well
Very
done to them all.
Meanwhile, over in the IFI, the French Film Festival is underway.
Yes, it started during the week. This is the 20th anniversary of the edition. It's Ireland's largest French cultural event, which features 24 Irish premieres, and it's going to run for the next few days, in fact until Sunday, November 24th, if you want to take a look at what's on and see the ticket prices, etc. Go over to the full programme, which is on ifi.ie/FrenchFest.
Very good. What trailer should we check out online this week, Gert?
It's an Irish comedy drama, The Last Rite.
This looks good.
It does, which had its premiere just the other night at the Cork Film Festival, but it's a road movie. It follows a New York-based Daniel who's on a flight home to Ireland for his mum's funeral when an elderly passenger sitting beside him dies, and he ends up in tasked with bringing the body of someone he barely knows home for his burial with his family. Niamh Algar is also in the cast, including Colm Meaney and Brian Cox as well.
Really good.
So do check out the trailer, directed by newcomer Aoife Craigan, and it's going to be released nationwide on December 6th. So it's called The Last Rite.
From The Last Rite to Last Christmas, as we come to... I know. So good. As we come to Last Christmas in cinemas this weekend, and it sounds a little bit like this.
Is that really a good nutritional choice?
Oh, God, don't you stop.
Where are you?
Look up.
Yeah.
You know, after what you've been through, I mean, shouldn't you be eating quinoa or kale or something?
Yeah, but this admittedly rank burger... It's all part of my grand plan to become a famous singer and die like Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse and all the rest at the age of 27.
How old are you?
45.
Oh, good to have dreams.
Not really, I'm 26.
Well, thank God. You still have time. Come on.
Where?
Get rid of that.
Wait.
Let's go.
I've got a surprise for you.
Yeah, Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding there in Last Christmas. I have to say, Emilia Clarke saves this film. She's great, you know.
Christmas
and
movie. She's a good
you saw
actress,
my tweet about
she?
It. I saw it on Monday. Yeah. It was a very funny thing to see on Monday morning. Actually, it's you know,
did
it's
it put you in the Christmas spirit already.
Look, what else would you be doing on a Monday morning? It's as I had said in my tweet. It's sort of dire and cringy, but fun and heartwarming and sweet and a bit cringy again, but I enjoyed
it. It's a Christmas movie wrapped up, though,
isn't
it?
It's exactly kind of what you need at a certain point.
And the music of George Michael.
Well, that's obviously good. I tell you the truth, because Emma Thompson was, well, she and her husband Greg Wise came up with the idea and she co-wrote the screenplay, I kind of thought the screenplay might be stronger. I thought it might be a little bit stronger than it is. But look, you know what you're going to get. Have a look at the trailer. But Emilia Clarke is great, I have to say.
And I think people will enjoy it. You do need that escapism
sometimes at
Christmas.
You need those films around this time of year, no doubt about it.
Because we do get the heavy fare in terms of, you know, the Oscar contenders. So just sometimes you just want
you
a date
just
movie.
Need
or
Last
just
Christmas
something.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
so that is that one. Now, our next movie
is Marriage Story. Mm. So this is from Noah Baumbach. It's an incisive and compassionate look at marriage breaking up and the family staying together. Great cast. Scarlett Johansson, Adam Driver, Laura Dern, Alan Ada and Ray Liotta starring in this one.
This one I saw too. It is super Marriage Story. I absolutely loved it. It's a really strong screenplay. A very paired back Scarlett Johansson. It sort of just reminds us she's a really good actress, and I've never seen Adam Driver in this kind of role. There's humour, there's heartbreak, and as you said, a great ensemble cast. You know, Laura Dern is super in it as well. I loved it.
This is a major awards play from Netflix, and
really
so
good.
It's only on a limited release, just like The Irishman last week, which is going to be frustrating for people. But the 6th of December, if you do have Netflix, it's coming to Netflix. So we'll see how it does when all those award ceremonies sort of kick off very soon. 2040 is a documentary about practical solutions to environmental concerns, addressed with hope that the filmmaker's daughter, 21 years old, in the year 2040 will face a hopeful future. We've also got Le Mans 66, which James Mangold directs, Christian Bale, Matt Damon and Katrina Balfe stars in. It's about an American car designer and a driver, about the corporate interference, the laws and physics of their own personal demons to build a revolutionary race car for Ford.
Based on fact. I mean, I saw this too. It's funny for a movie about race car driving. It dragged for me a bit, you know. It just, I was kind of going, really? It's really,
you've got,
you know,
them all today. Just
But no, it's still worth a look. Great to see Katrina Balfe obviously in it, and Christian Bale and Matt Damon, very well cast. And you know, the racing itself is extremely well done. But they definitely could have knocked 20 minutes off it.
It's called Ford versus Ferrari in other territories, but they changed it for release here as Le Mans.
Okay, a couple more to mention.
Yeah, the report is about an idealistic Senate staffer who, tasked by his boss to lead an investigation into the CIA's post 9/11 detention and interrogation program. Adam Driver actually stars in that as well. And then we have Little Monsters, about a washed up musician teams up with a teacher and a kids show personality to protect young children from a sudden outbreak of zombies.
That's right. That was in the Horathon on the IFI, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. What TV movie are you recommending?
So, you know how, you know, you can forgive Last Christmas for just being, you know, a
what
fun movie to go along and see. I think you can forgive Mad Max Fury Road for just being bonkers.
Okay.
And just, it is. There's so much action in it. It's just nonstop. It's full on the senses. And I think it was just a great addition to the series. Yeah. And it is fun to watch. If you've not seen Mad Max Fury Road, it's on RT2 tonight at 9:40.
Great stuff. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank
and mind
you.
The cold.